Yeah, where two people win really quick. I didn't see who was who.
We're going to need a video replay to figure out if Sartuk beat Phobos or the other way around.
Yeah, the old man and Phobos were. That was exciting.
Somebody was using an auto clicker. After further review, Phobos, touchdown Seahawks.
All right. If the listeners are ready and the cast's crew is ready, I'm going to get started.
Go for it.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 314th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Ah, that never ceases to both amaze and exhaust me, the higher that number gets. Once again, we are Chaos 72 and Sneaky Beat 15, also known as Ray and Ian, the founders of the Puzzle Warrior Alliance. Today, with us, back again by popular demand, the Liam McIntyre of the Puzzle Warriors 3, UNC Samurai.
I am, in fact, UNC Samurai and not Cousin Greg in a Lindsay Buckingham suit.
Bort. Oh, we're all on a Bork license plates. So this is covering October 27th through November 3rd. We're going to start off with the 5-day 4-star crash of the Titans. Let me pull up. I'm not currently up to date, so let's see. Oh, for the next little bit, Danny Rand, the Iron Fist, is battling 4-star Elektra. I can only assume that it was success across the board.
Yep. Just don't let her get any black, and you will beat her very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. Just stay ahead of her in the race to get black, and you can easily punch your way to victory, as I did with a 3-3-5, nice. 152. Coming up on Friday is one of my personal favorites, Legion. And is this his first go round in the?
This is his crash debut.
Ooh, crash debut, you say? Wow, this is so. No surprise to anybody, Craig, much like myself, never on this show. But this is one of the first characters that is actually like where I'm in striking distance of Craig's character.
Yeah, 4 levels.
Yeah, that's impressive. And we both have the same confusing build. Ray has a different confusing build. But I mean, with him, he's got so many powers and so many combinations.
Right.
I don't think you can miss. And there's not one that's so much better or so much worse that I... There probably is, but I've never investigated to the point where I would need to 5-5-3 him, so...
Yeah, I'm sure that Samurai has the actual correct build. I'm pretty sure that mine was just, that's how it landed, and I just never changed
roster
anything.
Roster isn't up here, is it?
No, I haven't bothered to put mine up there. Mine, I'm at 301. I've actually got him spec'd at 5-5-3 at the moment, which is not the most common build. We've never really... seen anything of him in 1v1, so I don't know what to say.
Right.
How many covers you have in yellow/black is not going to make a difference as far as the invisibility tile.
Right.
Right.
But as long as you can stay invisible, you should have a good chance, as long as we're not fighting either Elsa or War Machine or somebody like that.
Right.
I would hope it's going to be Professor X, like Sluggo said.
Oh, that would be fun. Or, yeah. You know, at least thematic. Right. But anyway, I think that'll go my way. I'm really a big fan. And then after that, it's Nick Fury versus 3-star Magneto, who, in his own right, is a well-built, formidable character, but I'm going to assume that all 4 of us are going to walk through that with little to no problem.
I would think
so. And everybody seems to have him built at 5-5-3, which, in my opinion, ever since his recent rework, is the correct build.
Yep.
Once they fixed yellow... Right. So that it wasn't ridiculous to activate. Yellow 3-5-5-3 seems like the easy answer. And they're all champed and it's all going in that direction.
Yeah, I always liked his purple. I liked him coming out and, you know, it's just not that good. Like, it's not that good of a power, so.
Nope. It's just okay. All right, let's see what's heading on as far as things we can play during this game. So, starting on the 28th, Strange Sights is going to be back in PvE, where you can win yourself some Odin Shards or some Loki Alligator of Mischief. Shortly thereafter, you can enjoy some Honor Among Thieves, where you can earn yourself some Clint Barton Shards or Hydra Stomper Shards. And then tomorrow will be the final day for the all-new Puzzle Gauntlet, so you can get your Dora Milaje?
Yeah.
Dora... you can get that support, that five-star support that you can stick to any Black Panther that you want.
Yeah, unfortunately, I got two more 3 stars on that. Not as useful, but...
On what?
The Puzzle Gauntlet from those tokens.
Right. But you do get a five-star Dora... am I wrong?
You get a chance.
Oh!
If you complete everything, you are guaranteed a token, which will at least give you a 3-star. There's a tiny chance you can get a 5-star out of the advanced token or the or the specific tokens. But I think the Dora Milaje ones are set up so that you have a chance at a 3. Or nice. You get a 3, you have a chance at a 4 and a 5.
Okay. Well, I completed the majority of that. I'll round it out before it ends tomorrow. It was a good time. Seemed straightforward in some of the matches that I fought, but yeah. I really enjoyed myself. I'm really motivated by the Puzzle Gauntlet.
Note I had to play like a couple times, I forget, it was the second big note at the end. I didn't get it right away, but overall, it was a good puzzle. I liked it.
Oh yeah, see those two at the end went really smoothly for me. Like one of them was like put out some purples, and you had to battle Nightcrawler who puts out purples,
right?
And one of your choices was pick Mystique who puts out purples,
right?
And I was like, great. All right, that's over. So that went really, really well.
You had to be careful, though, because I used Mystique's infiltration and got terrible randomization, and Mordo got all the black in the world and just went, no, you're going to have to try again.
All right, that's fair. And the other one was where you have to have 0 green tiles on the board.
Right.
Yeah, that was work. I liked that, too.
Oh, see, I thought that one was fairly easy, because Quake was one of your picks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I matched away a bunch of green and then destroyed the rest, and it was one go. It was good.
And the odds of you destroying all the last green with Quake, and then the odds of a green pile dropping from the ceiling go to like 99.5%.
Right.
So if you are a PvP is of interest to you, Doctor Doom's Doctor's Orders are going on right now.
Doctor Who?
You can get yourself a Civil War Black Panther or an Elsa Bloodstone. Starting on Thursday, Elsa Bloodstone's Blood, Sweat, and Bullets will get you a suddenly exciting Ghost Rider Robbie Reyes shards or some anti-venom. And then Ghost Rider has a to-be-announced PvP coming up with rewards that will also be announced.
Hmm.
I feel like that's an easy segue into the Robbie Reyes rework.
Yeah.
Yes. So, news. They are rebalancing. Recently reworked 5-star Ghost Rider Robbie Reyes. So, Ray.
Yes.
Samurai. I have been toiling over how I should make a run at this explanation. Do I need to talk about the old powers so people can recognize how they've changed, or are people familiar enough with him that just telling you the new stuff is sufficient?
I would say that the new stuff would be sufficient. I mean, we're going to put a link on the webpage if you want to look at, you know, this episode.
Great. I like that, too. I feel like me having to go over all the details would really drag this out unnecessarily.
Yeah, that would take a while.
Great. So let's talk about the new powers. He's got a green power that is called, still called Hellride. It still costs 9 green AP. Let's see what he does with this. He creates a 1-turn countdown tile that destroys up to 3 surrounding enemy or basic tiles, dealing damage for each destroyed red, green, and black tile, then recreates itself. Okay, great. So let's see. At level 5, he's destroying 5 tiles, 294 damage for each destroyed red, green, and black tile.
Interesting. So by comparison, this used to be two green repeaters instead of one that just destroyed itself or recreated itself. So interesting.
And and the big complaint with the way the old power worked was, as a match went on, those repeater tiles eventually just sort of settled on the bottom of the board and limited the amount of tiles they could destroy because you know, half the board, they're only facing one side of the board.
Right. So when it recreates itself, it doesn't necessarily end up.
It's going to act like House of Pain and jump around.
Right. I don't hate any of that. So yeah, there we go. That's a very reworked power. His red abilities, his chain whip, and the 1990 cult classic Judgment Day.
Nice.
Let's see. Chain whip. Now, let's see. He stuns the target for one turn and creates a 5-turn fortified red countdown tile targeting the stunned enemy. While the tile is on the board, the power becomes Judgment Day, and whenever that enemy makes a match, they take some damage. At level 5, it's an 8-turn countdown tile, and the enemy takes 1,677 damage per match. And then, when it turns into Judgment Day, while this counter is out there menacing whoever was just recently stunned, remove all of Ghost Rider's chain whip tiles and deal damage to the targeted enemy. The power turns back to chain whip. At level 5, it's 5,000 damage. 20,000 if it's max level, so significantly more. So he does some lingering damage, it sounds like, and then for another 7 red, it hits him with a little bit of a bomb and then switches back.
Yeah, seems like they upped the damage quite a bit, so.
They just flat out improved this one. They fortified the red countdown, which is an upgrade from the previous one, and they effectively doubled the damage that this does. This power probably got just the straight boost and no sort of reworking to make it better, but slightly different in other ways. So this power got a serious upgrade.
Okay, and lastly, but certainly not leastly, let's talk about Damnation. Damnation went from 10 to a bargain 8 black AP. Already there's excitement around this. Reducing the AP costs. Let's see what happens when this happens. You deal some damage. If the target has dealt the most damage on the enemy team, deal more damage than you had originally been able to deal. So let's put some numbers on this. So at level 5, at the maximum level, you're either dealing 17,500 damage or 28,000 damage, depending on whether or not the person you are targeting has dealt the most damage on the enemy team.
Yeah, it just seems like a straight damage increase.
Yeah, and a cost reduction from 10 to 8. I imagine that is probably the most significant portion of this.
Right.
And as Ray mentioned, if you would like to see how it stacks up to the old abilities, and if you would like to read the summary on the developer's thoughts on the changes and how it's going to improve Robbie Reyes, there'll be a link on our webpage to the rebalancing article in the forums.
Yeah, specifically on episode 314, which would be this episode.
Yes.
Yeah, and you go to that thread, you'll see it takes about 2 posts for people to realize, oh, this new Ghost Rider could be really interesting with 5-star Hawkeye, considering he's got 1-turn countdown tiles constantly going off. So, yeah, you'll see variations of him and Hawkeye, or maybe him and 4-star Carol getting played with.
Nice.
Especially because 5-star Hawkeye will generate the red AP when the countdown expires. It will help feed Chain Whip Judgment Day.
Like, okay.
Yeah, it took about 30 seconds for people to realize, this might be a good PvE synergy.
Well, good. Hopefully some new life for 5-star Ghost Rider. No pun intended. So, let's talk about release notes for R239. Your clue is still Unisol. I still have no good guesses. Ray has even fewer guesses. Samurai has excellent guesses, so I never ask him. let's see what we got. That new Gamora is still around. Her special events are ending soon. Enjoy them while they're still available. The time is on my side. Yes, it is. Season is going on, so you can go finish those events. Ray can get started on the simulator.
Yeah.
get his cover. What's going on? Oh, Puzzle Ops. That ends tomorrow. We talked about that. And then let me go to the additional details before I go to this another easy segue into more news.
Right.
Additional details. Quick claim functionality has been updated.
I saw this.
One-time heroic and latest legend tokens now have a quick claim option. Sweet. Man, the fact that those are needed makes me so excited that hoarding is such a popular feature. Because I feel like Craig has judged me poorly for being a hoarder in years past, but that seems to be the preferred method of existence here in Puzzle Land.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
All quick claim buttons now appear above the pack instead of on the side. A confirmation pop-up appears when selecting quick claim. When filtering characters in team selection, a message now displays if none of your characters match that filter.
Oh, instead of it just being blank. Sure.
Right. I don't hate any of that. And lastly, and certainly will make for my favorite segue, with Halloween right around the corner, don't forget to check back for new Halloween events and offers. Halloween events and offers, you say? Let's see what those could be. Halloween-themed activities will be live from yesterday, 10/26, until November 3rd. The spooky covers are back. So Squirrel Girl, Carnage, Spider-Man, Ghost Rider, and others will have their alternate spooky covers when you click on them. So that can be a little bit entertaining. Ooh, Ghost Rider, Robbie Reyes, is getting rebalanced. Man, I did that out of order. There's a new 5-star Gamora. She's in the game. Versus tournaments with Robbie Reyes and Dr. Doom are up and coming. A Halloween limited vault will be available from today, 10/27, until November 1st. A free login token gift will be included with the release of the vault. Special Halloween-themed offers will pop up throughout the event.
Hmm.
There was a cloak and dagger costume bundle where they're painted up like skeletons. That was floating around until yesterday. And there is a Scarlet Witch dressed up as a actual witch, or at least an old-timey broom and pointy hat style witch, which is also available through tomorrow, the 28th. All right, let's get back to this now that I have newsed up all my news.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you any local news or any other news that anybody needs to address? Now is the time.
I don't think so. I only had a comment about the quick claim buttons.
Do it, Doug.
I have always, ever since I made a suggestion a long time ago about being able to claim them all at once because I got tired of all the 1-star tokens that you just, you know, constantly have to go through. But
yeah.
The only thing that I really wished that they had done was put a quick claim button on the heroic because you still had to do those one at a time. So now I'm fully satisfied. You can now do that with a heroic, and it speeds it up quite a bit. The little bit of confirmation, like that slows it down just a touch, but it's still pretty good overall.
Yeah,
thumbs up.
I got to say that's pretty satisfying.
Yeah. As far as news, I don't think I have anything else.
Excellent, Samurai.
We have finally had a Culver's open in town, and their milkshakes weren't bad, but that's
okay.
They're still not cookout milkshakes, but they're pretty good. So. That's all I have to report at the moment.
How'd your fundraiser fare go?
The fundraiser is our fundraiser banquet is a week or 2 weeks from yesterday.
I thought you had a booth at that fair where they had delicious food and people threw money.
No. That was the state fair. We didn't get a chance to go to the state fair because we're still a little nervous about crowds like that. But we have our local one coming up next weekend, the Whirlykig Festival. One with the little metal windmill design thingies we've talked about before. We are going to have a booth at that, so if people are out and about in Wilson and want to come by, we'll have a booth somewhere. We'll know exactly where, hopefully this weekend.
All right. Sorry, it took me a minute to wrap my head around that because I was like, what kind of world are they living in where they can have state fairs in November? And then I was like, oh, right, anywhere but where I live. The South. Getting to do stuff year round. That's outrageous. Get out there and shovel. All right. So, at the behest of the once mighty and now forgotten Craig, because this is episode 314, and because we can't do the top three, we will have a reemergence of the pie episode. But I will bring you only one pie as I scoured the pie recipes for a suitable fall seasonal pie. Unless, of course, you're able to go to state fairs in the middle of fall, then good for you. I'm not at all bitter. But let's talk about walnut mincemeat pie and why it is a good choice. But I'll keep it as trim as I can with adding just this. If anybody is unfamiliar with the pie segment and is concerned about the term mincemeat pie, let me tell you, just so you know, mincemeat is dried fruit and spices that are chopped up into tiny bits and added to this pie. There is no meat whatsoever in walnut mincemeat pie. It is just a delicious walnut pie that you add a couple cups of mincemeat to, and you cook it up at 400 degrees, and it's fantastic. You know, there's typical salt, sugar, flour, butter, eggs, that sort of situation, like a normal pie is. But anyway, walnut mincemeat pie. If you're interested in the recipe, I'm sure I could link it to something. If I don't, I'm sure you can type walnut mincemeat pie into Google and have just as much success. As far as, you know, pie success difficulty goes, you know, this isn't as easy as a standard fruit pie, but, you know, I feel like you could get this done in somewhere between 20 to 30 minutes of prep time, and then you should be good from there.
So is this a savory or a sweet?
This is an absolute sweet pie.
Okay.
It is walnuts, dried fruits, spices, otherwise known as mincemeat, that comes together in a deliciously somewhat sweet. It would be the same as trying to think what we've covered on here. Did we ever cover Derby pie?
Yes.
I feel like we did.
Yeah.
Yes. It's Derby pie without the chocolate.
Okay.
Mincemeat in place of chocolate. It's just chopped up nuts. It might be even a little early in the season for a walnut mincemeat pie. This could be more of a holiday pie. Or, again, if the sweetness is not to your liking, I feel like a pie like this might call out for a dollop of vanilla ice cream.
Mm. All right.
All right. Walnut mincemeat pie. Oh, no. Let me grab my quiz. I forgot all about that part of the show. let me see if I got... Oh, okay. They're not good trivia, but I'll at least give you the answers. So last week we had some light controversy as to how many children Hawkeye may have,
right,
whether it's pre or post snap or whatever might be going on in his life. The answer is three. The man's got three kids. Let's just go with that. And then, here's a pretty straightforward trivia. In the movie Infinity War, what planet was the Soul Stone located on?
Mm. I don't remember the name of that one. Okay.
Sweet. Ray has been stumped. I will give him the answer next week.
All right.
That once again, what planet was the Soul Stone located on? All right. There seems to be a typo in the script. What I meant to type was, let's get to listener comment by Willie Lumpkin. Ray, would you like to get us to listener comment?
Sure. So not a whole lot in the mailbag this week. We did have a comment over on the D3 forums from T. Deja Author. He said, it warms my heart to hear others take up the crusade to get the greatest Marvel character ever into this game. Viva la Batroc!
Viva Batroc!
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Sweet!
So, right. Yeah, there you go. Not much work for Willie this week, but hey, thanks anyway.
It's good for Willie to have a light week because the holiday season's coming up, and
right,
he could be breaking his back. Yeah,
right. Because he's got to make two runs. First, he's got to deliver all the Amazon packages, then he's going to come back and deliver all the regular mail.
Right.
Really, the only bright side is that like things like the Sears catalog don't exist anymore. So that would have been heavy. Sears catalog season.
Oh.
While it warms my nostalgic old man heart. We got something like that in the mail the other day, and I was flabbergasted. Amazon sent us a Hot Toys to Buy This Season catalog so that my son could go through and circle all the things that he wanted. Turns out all I need to do is buy 72 Nerf guns for Christmas, and I'm set. All right, let's see if anybody needs to be learned up this next segment's for you. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up.
You up. Staggered clap. That's how we do it on the Puzzle Warriors. All right, do it up, Samurai. I'm going to take a quick nap.
All right, so this list, little bit better than last week. Not quite as slim pickings as we had to go through on the last episode. But let's start with the threes. We've got the ever classic Beast. His blue mutagenic breakthrough. Once that countdown expires, it's going to drop some special tiles, and they're going to be buffed a little bit. His green animal insides will deal a little bit more AoE if you have the special, especially if you have the blue special tile out. And his yellow medical marvel, he's going to give a bigger burst heal to the team, and possibly create some bigger protect tiles. Three-star Gambit. His black, Raging Cajun, is going to deal a little bit more damage with the countdowns that overwrite enemy special tiles when they expire. His red, Aces and Eights, pretty much like the five-star version, they're going to do more damage when they destroy charge tiles. And his purple, Stack Deck, more damage to the enemy, but he's also going to deal more damage to the allies. So be warned, if you're looking for to put together a three-star team for anything this week, yeah, he's boosted, but he's going to really put a dent into any unboosted three-stars you bring along with him. Human Torch, it's pretty easy. His red fireball, more damage. Green Flame Jet, more damage. Black Inferno, more attack, bigger attack tiles. Mystique, she's really not going to... not much changes on Mystique. Shapeshift, Infiltration, they're going to do the exact same thing. But her Masterstroke is going to deal a little bit more damage. And then Sentry, his Champagne Supernova is going to deal some more damage in the sky. His World Rupture, those countdowns are going to deal some more damage. And his Sacrifice, you know, he gets his tummy cramp and his Yellow Strike tile is going to get significantly bigger. Four stars. We've got Domino. Again, not a lot changes here. Enter the fray and not just luck. Don't deal with damage or special tile number, so there's not really going to be anything there. Her red, her knock 'em down, is going to deal more damage per black tile destroyed. So the biggest thing she's going to have is just more health to keep up with whatever increased damage you're going to see, either in PvP or if you're going to try and punch above your weight in PvE. Ghost, her supply run, she's going to get more healing from when matching her invisibility tiles. No real changes to Power Cycle Stasis Protocol, because they're all percentage-based. But Unfazed, her red is going to deal significantly more damage if she's invisible. Deal some more if she's not, but that cycle of playing her where you match, throw out the match damage, which is going to be boosted a little just because she's higher level, and then you go invisible, and then you hit with the Unfazed, and yeah, she'll pack a little bit bigger punch. Kate Bishop, she is going to deal a lot more damage. Black, more damage. Blue, more damage. Purple, more damage. Oh, and, you know, she'll deal more damage to herself when her, or she'll put out bigger strike tiles and she'll deal more damage when her countdown expires. She's always a little expensive, but when the damage, when she's boosted, it pretty much becomes worth it because you get that rate increase. So
yeah,
I'm gonna talk a little bit about her in just a minute. Morbius, this is his second time in the boosted rotation. Boosting doesn't do a whole lot for him. His repeater is going to give him more health. His trap tiles are going to deal more permanent damage, which is really, really nice at the 4-star level. If you're running him in a higher SEL as to help out your 5-star team, that's probably not going to deal a whole lot. His passive is going to deal more damage when removing enemy special tiles, but at the same time, you're running him for the triggering and attempting to get a cascade of removing as many special tiles as you can, more than for the damage he deals. And if you're really, really desperate, Sandman is boosted. He's going to have a bigger AoE, and if you really want to waste a lot of yellow AP, you can fire Sand Smash a couple of times and deal a lot of damage that way, but that's even more expensive than 4-star Falcon's damage combo, so as Athras said, wrong tool. Never use this. Now we get to the 5-stars. This there's some good stuff in this tier this week. You got not-so-creepy Bobby. His yellow countdown is going to hold off more damage. Its green repeaters are going to be really, really brutal with their damage this week. And of course, his blue, the stun, it's not particularly going to change. 5-star Jean Grey, Phoenix, from the Ashes. No changes. If she goes down and comes back as the Phoenix Force, she's going to do a real strong AoE, but she's also going to do a lot of damage to her teammates. So use it at your own peril. Might even be worth it to play around with her and High Hulk a couple of times just to see if that works. Her purple psychic rapport, her match fives are going to get stronger buffs to your SAPs and a stronger debuff to the enemies. And red psychic flames, a lot more damage, a lot stronger strike tiles. But of course, if you already have too many out and you fire off a red, you're going to give the enemy some pretty large strike tiles. So if you're going to rely on her red, be sure to have some special tile removal handy, like Morbius. 5-star Kingpin. This is the weak link of this boosted tier. His blue is going to deal more damage if they don't have the right AP. Harder they fall doesn't change at all. Break their will, his repeater deals some more damage, and the attack tiles will get a little bit bigger. But, you know, you're going to have, chances are if you've got Kingpin, you've got one of these other three, and they're going to be much better options. 5-star Storm. She is going to be really valuable because of increased match damage and health. Her board control, her green for destroying tiles of a particular color, or her yellow that creates tiles of a particular color out of team-ups, they're not going to change. She is going to deal more damage when she fires off her black and destroys all the charge tiles on the board. That could be useful, but there's nobody else in the boosted list that manipulates charge tiles. So that ability is kind of out on its own. You can try and integrate some unboosted charge tile abilities. I just don't think that there's enough synergy there to really do that a whole lot. However, she is still going to be incredibly useful. And let me tell you about my advice for this week, what Samurai says. For PvE, as Ian said, we've got Strange Sights coming up. For those of you in the 4-star tier, let me recommend trying out Morbius, Kate Bishop, and Domino. And there's going to be a little bit of overlap in some of the colors, but you're really doing this to help feed Kate's black ability so you can just throw out that Looking for Trouble and just deal a huge wallop. You don't really have to worry that much about her countdown expiring and dealing damage back to her, because it's no matter what level she's at, it deals about 6% of her max health to her in damage, so that's not going to be that much trouble. You're probably going to need a couple of health packs, but it'll get you through some really tough nodes. Domino is going to put out more black, so that's going to help out. Morbius has the special tile denial and debuff, which is going to be incredibly important when you're dealing with those stupid mindless goons. And yeah, that's basically, they're both there to help set Kate up for her big punches. If you don't have a good Morbius at this point, you might be able to substitute Mystique, because Mystique will have a little bit of stun, and her infiltration will give you more board acceleration. She's going to be incredibly fragile at the SCL that you're playing at, though. In the 5-star tier, I think one of your strongest bets is going to be Phoenix, and then either Storm or Bobby. Jean's bringing the damage, she's bringing the nice strike tiles, and she's got some special debuff. Storm's going to bring the board manipulation. She's also got the black in case you end up with a lot of black and, you know, fire off an AoE to try and you know, get that damage dealt and get through that node a little bit quicker. Bobby does some really strong persistent damage. He's going to be hitting them every couple of turns with those repeaters. The repeaters are going to get boosted by team strikes, and his stun could be incredibly effective at locking down one or more of the mindless ones and keeping those nasty, nasty I-beams. We hate the I-beams we does, because they's AoE and they deals lots of damage to us and annoys us so much. You could try running Storm and Iceman along with Jean. The green overlap might limit their effectiveness a little bit, but you know, as long as you've got Phoenix and throw in either or both of those characters, you can't go wrong. One quick note, PvP is coming up. Elsa Bloodstone's PvP be forewarned, if you're in the 4-star tier and you rely on, or you're going to rely on Ghost for your PvP, she can hurt invisible characters. So keep that in mind. And then the reworked Ghost Rider, we're going to see how he does. You'll probably see some people trying him out with Hawkeye. You'll definitely see a lot of him with Storm and some Domino to try and see if they can accelerate his version of Penance Stare.
Mm.
So yeah, it's there's a lot to play around with this week. It's a strong week for boosts, and there's a few different combinations. So listen to me now, believe me later, believe me beforehand, believe me whenever. But this segment has been brought to you by Mystify, which is an ancient Sanskrit phrase meaning, Ian, are you sure you've opened Steam?
Not yet, because the all-important, all-Ray, all-new team-up time featuring Ray, the Synergy segment, its way.
So, this week, I have a team that was posted by Donkey Teeth that I wanted to include. And again,
Teeth,
if you have any curiosity about what's been posted on the Synergy segment, what teams we've suggested, you can always go to the webpage, puzzlewarriors.com, and click on the Synergy segment link, and it will take you to a Google Doc that will show you all of the previous and current team-ups. So, the team this week really intrigued me because he suggested Shang-Chi, who I've really quickly grown to love.
Yeah.
Put with the team up that a lot of people like with Professor X and Onslaught. So Shang-Chi is the he says my Shang-Chi is only at 133 and it's still a lot of fun. Make as many match fours and fives as you can, obviously with Professor X and Onslaught. Every time you make a match four or greater, Professor X does a good amount of damage, and Onslaught destroys all of those team-up tiles that are on the board, causing cascades, etc. And yeah, it makes a lot of fun. So you're going to want to be doing the match fours and fives. You're going to want to additionally match red and purple primarily to bump up Shang-Chi's combo points every turn. You use his red and purple powers to prioritize the red and purple matches, which is true. If you're feeding the red and purple, they can feed themselves. Red allows you to do some tile destruction, to do a little bit of board shake, and the purple allows you to put on a critical. And you can, once you get him going, he can feed himself and just really dominate. It's really about match damage and critical tile making machine. So much fun, he says. So during the boosted week, he subbed out Onslaught for Killmonger because Killmonger was boosted. Yeah. It's the same kind of thing going on, but you've got a red nuke to finish off all the matches, which, yeah, that's true. Killmonger boosted it's a bit much, but,
If you get, caught and you're trying to set up different things and whatnot with Killmonger, you can leave a critical tile out on the board as a trap.
Right.
Because you're collecting all the red. So chances are they're not going to have much red. And if the critical tile is in the right place, the AI is going to prioritize it, match it, and they're going to take out a huge chunk of their health for you. At the cost of a little bit of damage to Killmonger, but yeah, that I end up running Killmonger and America with Shang-Chi, and yeah, Onslaught and Professor X are going to do the same thing as far as a lot of board shakeup, and you know, Right. Hopefully Onslaught's blue lets you flip the color. Like if you get a particular opponent where you can turn a yellow or green or black into red or purple, that's going to really make the that team go.
Right. Yeah. I think Onslaught is an excellent choice because of his ability to change color, tile colors, as well as, all the board shake. It'd be an interesting team to try out. He recommends Shang-Chi at a 3-5-5, Professor X at a 5-5-3, and Onslaught at a 3-5-5.
Teeth already has Shang-Chi champ, that jerk?
No, he does not.
Okay.
He has him at a 133. However, he was just recommending. If you have him champed. I'm really close, still not there, though. I've got him at a 5-2-5 with, I think it's 2 saved covers. So.
Well, you're a jerk, too. I'm stuck at 2-2-3, and I pulled a bunch of stuff this week trying to build him up, and I keep getting Odin tokens.
Mm. Yeah, I got a lot at first, and it's slacked off quite a bit. But so there you go, Shang-Chi, Professor X, and Onslaught. Seems like a really powerful 5-star team. So, yeah, that's your team up for this week. Thanks, as always, to Unify.
Unify.
Unify. All right, let's dive into this here token opening segment. That's a trap. I got to avoid that. That new button, I was just not used to it. It's like, do you want to open all 26 of your covers? I was like, no! It's taken me 7 years to acquire that many. Let's open one. Oh, it's a 5-star. Oh, it's Shang-Chi. Deadly Hands. Let's check this out. As far as I know, that could be my one and only. So for a mere 1,000 hero points, I now have my Shang-Chi at, I don't know how he's structured, but a 0-0-1.
Okay. I don't think that's going to be good enough to use.
Probably not. I did like the combo that he suggested, but I'll wait till I get him out of the 0-0-1 phase.
Right. All right. How many are you doing, Samurai?
I got 2.
All right. Why don't you go ahead?
All right. Number 1. It's yellow. Lob. Bring down the house.
Nice.
Hey, and, he's new.
Yeah. And number 2. And it's 4-star again. Deadpool. Countdown for what?
Turn down for what?
All right. I think I'm going to spend all mine because I still need all 3 of these characters. So I have 10 to open. Number 1 is a 4-star, Talos, the Talosian. Number 2 is also 4-star, Magic. Number 3, again, 4-star, Wolfsbane. Number 4, Morbius. Hey, I hear he's boosted.
He is. Do more permanent damage.
Number 5 is purple. It is an Ultron, Hive Mind. I believe that's my very first Ultron. Number 6, 4, Human Torch, Blaze Beyond Control. Number 7 is a 4, another Magic. And number 8, Captain America, Worthy Cap. Number 9 is another Worthy Cap. And finally, yep, another 4. We've got building a snowman, Iceman.
Oh, okay.
So 1 5-star out of the lot.
That's how many I got.
Right. What was what color did you get?
Purple.
You got the one I needed.
Is that the bad color or the good color?
Well, it's excellent, but you got the one I need.
Ah, okay. Ooh, baby, you you got what I need. So thanks as always. To this guy.
This guy.
This guy. Man, it's been so many years and I can't say that and not pull out my thumbs and point at myself. let's talk about the podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, which is available at soontobenamednetwork.com. This and several other podcasts, working in conjunction with one another to bring you a full podcasting schedule for, your listening pleasure. So if you'd like to check out all those other shows along with this one, it's on the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. And anything else before I begin the closing ceremonies of episode 314?
No, make sure to get your flu shot and keep washing your hands because we're going into winter and, you know, just be careful and be safe.
Wow, PSA.
Yeah. That's a good advice.
It is.
I already did that, but it's still good advice. So, thanks as always for listening to the show. We've got our own website, puzzlewarriors3.com. You can check us out there. We're also available on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and whatever else puts podcasts on your RSS feed. Over on the puzzlewarriors3.com page, we have an Amazon banner. So if you want to get a jump on your Thanksgiving shopping, now is your chance. Or if you want to get a super jump on your Christmas shopping, click on that banner first. And rather than giving money to a worthy charity, a small percentage goes to Ray. and that will help keep the show afloat. Or you can go to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and make yourself some Puzzle Warriors swag that could also be considered a Thanksgiving or St. Stephen's Day gift or Boxing Day gift. Get your Boxing Day shopping done through our banner. Or if you like us a whole bunch, you can go to Patreon and become a patron of the show. And each tier of support has different benefits, theoretically, and in practice. So you check this out over on Patreon. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, I've got this haunted desk lamp. Ooh.
Never, goodbye, friends. Never going to get old.
No, it's the only clue you're going to get ever again.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.